blood to your brain and goad you into things that you might not even think of any other time. Yeah, that's what the summer days are like in Dodge City. But the nights are different. After sundown, when the warm dark lies soft and gentle on the prairie, then everything changes. Yeah, the nights are fine. And it's that blast and killing heat of the day that breeds the trouble.
I declare. Yes, sir, it's her, all right.
Huh? Who are you talking about, Chester? Who's her?
Lucy.
Huh?
Well, you remember her, Mr. Dillon. That girl old Ethan Hunt took out of Long Branch Saloon and married last winter. Lucy was her name. Lucy Middleton.
Oh.
Come down the street there.
Oh, yeah.
First time I saw her in a month of Sundays. I hear old Lee Fried's pretty close herd on her.
Looks like she's coming here.
Never could figure them two, Mr. Dillon. Why she'd ever marry him, I mean.
And 800 acres of mighty good rangeland.
Sorry, Matt.
Hello, Lucy. Won't you sit down?
I haven't time, Matt. I can't let Ephraim know I came here.
Oh, why not? Why did you come?
Ephraim is going to kill me.
What?
It's true, he told me so. I know everybody thinks he's so good. He studied to be a preacher and all, but he's not good. He's mean and he's cruel. I made an awful mistake when I married him, and now he won't let me go.
Well, why does he want to kid her?
He accuses me of things. Crazy, terrible things.
Well, do you want to file a charge? Have him locked up?
My word against his? With him always quoting scripture and the like, and me 6 months out of the dance hall? People can't forget that.
Well, maybe it's only you who can't forget it, Lucy.
Matt, I've been reminded often enough. He keeps telling me I'm evil and that he tried to save me. He said when I married him, I led him into sin, and now I have to pay.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Will you talk to him? Warn him something? Oh, Matt, he's crazy. I don't know what he might do.
Well, see, I can't take a hand in this without more to go on.
Well, sooner or later, you'll have to take a hand in it, and if you wait too long, you'll have to bring him in for murder. My murder. Oh, think about it, Matt.
There you are, Doc.
Huh? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kitty. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I don't know, what are you grinning at?
I'm not grinning at anything.
I suppose you think if you ply me with beer, you can get me fuddled enough to beat me.
Well, don't drink if it bothers you.
No, it doesn't bother me that much. Besides, I taught you everything you know about Chester.
Come on, Doc, it's your move.
I know. Don't rush me now.
Hey, that's my man.
I wasn't going to move it. I was just reaching over it. Don't get too excited. There.
You sure that's the move you want to make?
Well, I moved him, didn't I?
All right. Jump.
Oh, you're so smart. You bet your life I'll jump. Now, what are you going to do?
This.
Oh, there's gratitude for you. I teach you how to play, and now you beat me.
Don't take it so hard, Doc. Have some more beer.
Don't try to get back to my good
trick. Hey, Doc.
Oh, Matt, there's Matt. Matt, over here.
Doc, Kitty.
Hello, Matt.
What are you looking so pleased about, Kitty?
Yeah, she just whipped me in a game of checkers, and she's vain as a peacock.
Sit down, and I'll play you a game.
Huh?
See what I mean, Matt?
Oh, maybe later. I'm looking for Ephraim Hunter right now.
Oh, he was over there at the bar a few minutes ago.
Huh?
Yeah, there he is.
I want to talk to him for a minute. I'll see you later.
Oh, you get the sermon.
Maybe that's what I need. Evening, Mr. Hunt.
Oh, Marshal. Will you join me?
Well, thank you.
Class for Marshal Dillon, lad. Yours. Evil it may be, but a vast help indeed in banishing the cares of the day.
A man like you shouldn't have any cares, Mr. Hunt.
Careless everywhere in this vale of tears, Marshal. Man's brief joy is dearly bought. Your good fortune, sir.
Luck. How's the missus?
Health is excellent, as it usually is in youth. Her state of grace may be somewhat uncertain.
No?
There's nothing that can't be dealt with. It's a man's bounden duty in this world to lend his own strength to the frail reeds of his household, to support them against the storm and strife of this temporal life. The man is a rock, sir, and the woman a reed swayed by the wind.
But if the rock happens to break the reed, what about that, Mr. Hunt?
I doubt the rock will break the reed, Marshal. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. You were right, Kitty. I got a sermon.
Thought you would.
She'll use anybody to get what she wants. That's why she married old Ethan.
Yeah.
But there's something else you might not know, man.
No?
There's a young fellow working out there at Ethan's place. Booth Ryder.
Oh, you mean that kid who drifted in a couple of months ago?
Mm-hmm.
But how does he figure?
Well, I don't know. But I do know Lucy. And you can take it from me, Matt. He figures.
Been fine talking to you, Marshal, but I reckon I better get back to work. Unless you got something else in your mind.
No, nothing, I guess. I just wondered how things were going.
Yeah, I like it fine here.
Yeah, I understand Ephraim's a good man to work for.
I got no complaint.
Mm-hmm. How'd he get along with Miss Hunt?
Fine. Why?
No, I just wondered. Weren't you wearing a gun when you first rode into town?
Well, Mr. Hunt don't hold with guns. He don't pack one himself.
Never had any reason to, I guess.
You got something on your mind, Marshal?
You're a young man, Booth. This is a big world. Why don't you go take a look at it? Some of the big spreads up north or on out west in the territories.
Marshal, with a setup like I got here, a man would be crazy to pull out.
He might be crazier to stay.
No, I like it fine here. Just fine.
All right. I can't run you out. It's your life, Booth. As long as it lasts.
Gracious, it is hot.
Inside for? I mean, what little breeze they are, you'd be cooler sitting on the porch.
Yeah, I suppose so. Where have you been?
Oh, just kindly dogging around town.
Yeah, you picked a good night for it.
That ain't so hot if you don't move too fast. As a matter of fact, Jonas' store ain't half bad. We were sitting there eating pickles and swatting flies.
Pickles? In this heat?
Well, at least it's wet.
Yeah.
Hey, you know them new greener rifles that Jonas got in a couple weeks back?
Yeah, what about them?
Well, Jonas sold all eight of them rifles in 2 weeks. Old Ephraim Hunt bought the last one just tonight.
Ephraim?
Yes, sir.
He never owned a gun in his life that I know of.
Well, he does now. Say, if he never owned one before, I wonder why he bought one now.
I think maybe I know, Chester. See you later.
Booth.
Huh?
Up here on the porch.
You out of your mind, Lucy?
Ethan's out in the barn.
Yeah, but...
Come here, Booth. Got a gun, Booth, in town this evening. He's got it out there with him now. He's drinking. He's going to kill us, both of us. He told me so.
Well, What'd you tell him?
Nothing. Nothing. He's suspicious, that's all. Oh, but he's crazy, Booth. He'll do it. You've got to get that gun away from him.
Yeah. Well, that might take some doing.
You can do it. You've got a gun, too, and you know how to use it. He doesn't know one end from the other. You've got to do it. It's the only way.
Maybe the marshal was right. Maybe I have stayed here too long.
You can't leave now, Booth. Can you?
No, I can't.
Then you've got to do it. It'll be better to face him. If you don't, he'll lay for you and shoot you in the back and then me.
I know.
Well, it's up to you. Am I worth it or not?
You're worth it.
Then go on. Now.
Got me buffalo, Chester, all the way out from town. I've been trying to figure it. I still don't know.
But if it ain't stopped, you know what it's going to lead to.
Well, I haven't got a thing to go on. Because a man buys a gun doesn't prove he's planning a murder. And sometimes women get the crazy idea they're in danger when they're not. And a rumor starts easy with a hired hand around the place.
I know.
10-1, Ephraim will order me off his property and tell me to stay off. And he's got a perfect right to do it. I was in it. Come on, Chester.
I guess we should have got here sooner, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. Yeah, over this way, Chester. They came from the barn, not the house. Came from inside, the way it sounded.
Mr. Dillon, look. There's somebody over there on a horse heading down into the river, Bob.
I'll let him go. We'd never catch him in that brush. Not tonight, anyway.
Something happened?
You heard the shots, didn't you?
Well, I heard some shooting a while ago, but... What's happened? It's Ephraim, isn't it?
Who else would it be?
Well, I don't know. I...
It was Ephraim. You really outsmarted me, Miss Hunt. You planned it and you carried it out and you'll get away with it clean as a whistle and I can't touch you.
What are you talking about?
Your husband's murder.
You're out of your mind.
I guess I should have figured what you were up to, but I didn't. You were too smart for me. You killed him without touching a trigger. You worked young Booth Ryder up to that.
Are you crazy?
You got Ephraim to buy that gun. You told him Ryder was bothering you, wouldn't leave you alone, that he was dangerous. And maybe even hinted he was too old to protect his wife. So he had a gun in his hand when Booth shot him.
If Booth Ryder shot my husband, I think you ought to be out looking for him instead of standing here and insulting me.
Oh, I'll get him, all right. He won't make it far. But what about Booth? You want me to kill him for you? Is he the next one in line?
Do you have any proof of what you're saying?
Not a bit. Like I said, I can't touch you. You're too smart for me.
Or else none of it's true. Have you thought of that?
Oh, yeah, I've thought of that. Well, not much point in talking about it.
Matt. I guess I'll be leaving Dodge soon.
I can't stop you.
You could if you wanted to, Matt.
Yeah.
Until one of them finds you. All right, your last chance, Booth.
Hold it, Marshal.
Stay back, Chester. All right, Booth, you're under arrest.
No. I ain't giving up that easy.
Now, don't be a fool. Now, you hand over that gun. You haven't got a chance. If you try to draw, I'll kill you.
I reckon you better start your killing.
Well, at least you won't have to stand no trial.
No, he's not dead, Chester. Come on, we'll get him over to Doc's.
Young fella, take it easy now, Gamble. We just about got a hold of it. I know this could have been a lot worse.
I wish it had been.
It sure should have. All right now, boy. Just brace yourself, boy.
There.
I'll get a bandage on that now, and you'll live to hang yet. Provided you don't get lockjaw, why do you have to shoot people in stables?
vegetables, Matt. It's the worst place in the world for lockjaw.
I'll try to remember that, Doc. How do you feel, Booth?
I'll make out.
You've been hiding at the livery stable all the time?
No. No, I circled back and I stayed in the barn up the hunt place. I figured you wouldn't be looking there.
You figured right.
That's about all I figured, right? She was using me, Marshal. That's what it was. She told me when I went back out there. She gave me 2 weeks' wages. Told me to drift.
Well, now you know.
She laughed at me and called me a green kid. I reckon maybe she laughed at him, too. She had not a laugh, Marshal. That's what she figured wrong.
What do you mean?
I choked her to death. Down, so I figured to lay in for the night. And I met Mr. Hunt in the saloon, and he gave me a job. I wasn't aiming to stay here, Marshal.
You weren't, huh?
I was just riding through.
Booth?
Yes, sir?
You ought to have kept on riding.
John Meston. Featured in the cast were Lynn Allen, Dick Crenna, Joseph Kearns, and Lawrence Sobkin. Farley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. This is George Walsh inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents another story on Gun.
Tonight's guest stars on the CBS Radio Network.
And KNN.